Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 63, talking about thoughts and words. The following Mishnah talks about how one who separates grain from his crop and intends to say that it should be truma, but instead said ma'aser, or he intends to say ma'aser, but instead said truma, or he meant to say, I will not enter this particular house, but instead he said this other one, or I will not benefit from that which belongs to this particular person, but instead he said to this other person, he has said nothing, for a man's pronouncements are ineffective unless his words and thoughts coincide. What a fascinating thing to repeat. A man's pronouncements are ineffective unless his words and thoughts coincide. How true and how relevant and practical it is for our days and our years of our lives. We need to make sure that our thoughts and our words coincide. You think what you say and you say what you think only when it's for good things and good aspects and only to help and not hurt, God forbid, to help others and not to hurt others, God forbid. We need to have our thoughts and our words coincide, and our thoughts and our actions coincide, and we should be equal in and out, within ourselves and outside, in our appearance. We should make sure what we project to the world is what we actually believe inside. What we show to the world is what we actually have inside. Can't be someone who rallies against Lashon Hara, but then at nighttime goes and speaks a ton of Lashon Hara. That would not be congruent. Your thoughts and your words would not be coinciding. You would not be equal on the inside and the outside. Can't be someone who campaigns on a health food a health food regimen, but at home goes and binges on Entenmann's at the end of the night. Your thoughts and words are not coinciding. Make sure your thoughts, your words, your actions on the inside and the outside are congruent, are equal. We mentioned before, but always good to repeat. And therefore, when you go out and about, you can understand and feel a sense of calm and peace because your inside and your outside are in congruence and are equal with each other. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 64 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.